You are listening to Diversity, Inclusion, and Equality, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Diversity without inclusion is inequality. Today we have with us Mr. Robert Carnegie Jr., candidate for Brooklyn Borough President. Mr. Carnegie, what makes you the best candidate for Brooklyn Borough President?
Again, I'll say those two unique perspectives. The unique perspective of chairing for the City of New York, the Committee on Small Business, which in that role, we've reduced fines and fees, we standardized the methodology by which you can issue fines and fees. We decreased the number of actual folks that are making these assessments. We've created Chamber on the Go. I literally created a mechanism by which the city services, as robust as they are, can go directly to the doorsteps of our small businesses. And as the chair now of Housing and Buildings, I'm able to really find the pathway to creating not only affordable housing as tenancy, but also affordable pathways to home ownership, which is really what minorities and immigrants really seek. They don't want an opportunity to pay rent for the rest of their lives, even if it's at a reduced rate. They'd like to be able to build capacity in their homes through the access to equity and be able to build wealth and transfer wealth in the communities that they live in. Those two things I have done, I'm proud of doing, and I seek to do that for the entire borough. We've done that in Bedford-Stuyvesant and Crown Heights with a backdrop of being the epicenter of gentrification. I know for a fact we can do that for the borough of Brooklyn.
Definitely. As you mentioned, home ownership is very important, and we want to protect our homeowners so that we can continue having affordable housing in our community. What do you see as the role of a borough president?
I'm glad you asked that, because the beauty of the borough president's role is it's an undefined role, and every borough president has brought their acumen and their assets to that role. In the past, we've had great borough presidents who have focused centrally on our current borough president on health and health disparities. I am a small business and job creation champion. I believe that our communities will benefit from having a borough president who has a solid understanding and relationships in job development and job creation. Most people that I talk to don't want welfare and they don't want assistance. They want an opportunity to earn a fair living so that they can feed their families and become a part of the American dream, which is why most people are here. And that American dream being a pathway to home ownership, being a pathway to have solid educational opportunities, and being safe.
Definitely. Now, how do you intend to get this message across so that it reaches each aspect of our community? It reaches all the people who need to hear it.
I spend every waking moment either producing substantive legislation and or policy at the council, and every other waking moment doing voter contact. So I intend to and have the energy, compassion, passion, and effort to get into every corner of the borough of Brooklyn and send this resounding message. Unfortunately for us, most of the messages resonate with every corner of the district, which is about public safety, which is about job creation, which is about home ownership. Every part of the borough is synonymous in wanting those things for their respective communities. So it's really a collective message. The way I get it out is being on shows like yours and having an opportunity to have your audience hear my voice. And I don't mind doing that. I will do that until 3-4 in the morning. I'll get up at 5 and do it some more.
You have been listening to Robert Carnegie Jr., and this is Diversity, Inclusion, and Equality.